Mona Rabbi, lessons from the late Parshas Yisro. Yes. How do you say Moshe? In this week's Parsha, we will try to investigate the topic of the keys to not letting success go to your head. A very important topic, and hopefully we'll learn that from the wonderful lessons of Moshe. In this week's Parsha, Jethro, the priest, comes to the nation of Israel together with his daughter and grandsons. And of course, they turn out to be quite related to Moses. Moshe now has really done a lot in his life since they last met. He is the prince of Egypt, if you will. He is the king of all kings and really has taken over. We're about to get to Matan Torah, which will be in this parsha. Very exciting. So it tells us, Vayichach Yisro Choyzen Moshe, he goes with Tzipora Eshes Moshe, Achashulchea, Ve'et Shnei Banea, and her two sons. Go, obviously Moshe's sons as well. Who are her two sons? Shema Echad, Gershom. The first son's name was Gershom, Ki Amar, Ger Hayisi Be'eretz Nachriya. The Shema Echad, that says, doesn't say Sheni, by the way, Shema Echad, Eliezer, two names. One was the name of Ger Hayisi. I am a foreigner in the land of foreigners. And I always recognize that, if you will. And then comes along the second name, which was Eliezer, because God saved me from the hands of Paro. This is, of course, Moshe who named his children. So what do we learn from this? So I have a few questions for you, first of all. The first question is an obvious one. Seemingly, we pointed out, first of all, it doesn't say this Shem Hasheni. So the Mefarshim, the Medrash Haggadah, picks up on this and says, why does it say Shem Ha'echad, Shem Ha'echad, not Shem Ha'echad, Shem Hasheni? Their Pasha, the answer over there is that these names are actually out of order. Because if one was to understand these names should be the opposite way. Because what happened first? The first thing that happened to Moshe was that he ran away from Paro and he was saved. He found a safe haven in Yisrael's home in Midian. So why wasn't the first child's name Eliezer? Second question, right? And the second, then Ger Hayiti, okay, I'm a foreigner in the land, I get it. Why is it in the wrong order? And the second question is, why are you telling me this now? This is Parshas Yisro, okay? Shemos, Bo, Bishat. Now I'm learning about this? Now, in the midst of it all, I just got Kriyas Yamsu, I'm about to get to Matan Torah, you're telling me the names of his sons. What are you wasting my time? I don't got time now, let's go, let's move on. Good. So question number one, we'll look at its, a number of different Mefarshim. Let's start with the Chizkuni. The Chizkuni says something quite beautiful, and I think very, very relevant. Before that, just a technical point that the Sefarno says. Well, the Sefarno says that the reason why he couldn't name his children after in the order that I said is because Ki bi'lodat kvar meit oto melech Mitzrayim shehaya rodef et Moshe. He said he was running away from Par, but Par was still alive. So he wasn't yet saved. Maybe Par would go find him. He would bring go get cops. What are you going to do if they come for you? And they're going to go ahead and get him and find him and bring the bail bonds guy, get the dog to, what's his name? It doesn't matter. I'm just going to show you a story. Right? And get the guy to go ahead and go after him and find him. So he only named his child that after the second child, when he found out that Paro had died. So we know, the Mefarshim tell us, there were two Paros, right? Not exactly the way Ten Commandments tell the story, but yeah, Paro actually dies. And then, so then he realized his son is not going to go ahead and kill me. And that's why he was that. This is a technical answer. It's a cute, nice answer. Doesn't help me with my message. So I need another answer. So I went and I found the Chizkuni. And the Chizkuni says something amazing. He says, why does it say, cause of Ha'echad? Afal Pishu Ben Sheni, it's cause of Ha'echad. Why is that? So he says something beautiful. He says that when it came to Moshe Rabbeinu, we know that Moshe had this amazing mitzvah as the Chizkuni. And he says, how can I go ahead and name my child after the fact that Paro saved me? I'm sorry, that Hashem saved me from Paro's sword when there are Jews suffering in Egypt right now. How can I do that? Let's remember, who is Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who saw the suffering of the Jewish people, right? Parsha Shemos tells us that it was Moshe Rabbeinu that starts off, right? And Moshe says, right? He had a child, and it says, V'teled bein, v'ekrashmo, gershom. Kelmar, g'ya yisib eres nachriya. Right? It tells us already that he had a child in Shemos. Right? It tells us about this. But the Torah tells us that he went out and he so much cared about other Jews. That was the first thing he did. Misiv lo dam. He couldn't do anything, but he said, I have to sit with them. I have to do something. So he says, I don't understand. What is this Ger Yisi? Ger was that afterwards. We're told about this already. So he says so beautifully, the Chizkuni, it wasn't until he had a second child that Moshe said to his wife, okay, I got to go now. I'm going to save the Jewish people. As we spoke about a few weeks ago, there the Rebbe Shalom took his hand and said, let's go do it. Kibiachal, of course. Moshe cared so much that he didn't even want, nobody would have known about this until later on, until right now, actually. Maybe, I don't know if they knew the name of his children, it was mentioned before. Why is it, it's here to tell us that he named his child out of order and called it Bein Echa Ve'echa because it was supposed to be the other order because Moshe cared so much. This is a midah that is so important when you hit success in your life. People don't care about other people anymore. You get so big, you're like, I'll just write a check. Right? How many people who are doing well, Baruch Hashem, in their lives, CEOs or vice presidents even, are actually involved in chesed? I don't mean involved in chesed, they know how to write checks out. Shkoyach. Right? How many of them are doing, and there are people like this, I'm not saying Chas V'Shalom, there aren't. How many of them are going out and doing the packing, Thursday night packages for poor people? How many of them are sitting in the unbelievably boring board meetings for Tzedakah to try to figure out how to raise money, more money for it? There has to be a lot of people like that. Remember the suffering that's going on in your nation. Moshe knew that so badly, it bothered him so much. I can't name my child, how can I do that? We all ger him. Well, it's interesting. One of the Midrashim also point out that it's interesting the word ger, because Avram, it goes through, Avram called himself a ger. Yaakov called himself a ger. David HaMelech calls him a ger. He says, it sees that everybody loves the ger. Why? Because what is a ger? When we talk about a ger, of course, when we talk about a modern day ger, somebody who decides to become Jewish. So he says, Hashem holds so highly of him. Why? Because he recognizes, he's new. He's new to the religion. And we have to see ourselves all the time as that. I'm not comfortable here. This is not the right place for me. Not here, of course, we're in Eretz Yisrael. But whenever he's in a foreign land, he says, and that's what Moshe said. But there's something much more dramatic over here. And it's a beautiful Chizkuni, and I think it's the second message, which I think, if I may, is even more important for us. And that's what the Ramban says over here. Beautiful Ramban. The Ramban says that the reason why the Torah spends the time to tell us again who is these sons. I know this. I know he had two sons. I'm sure everybody knew about it. Wow, I can't wait. When are we going to meet these sons? When are we going to meet Tzipora? Wow. So says the Torah tells us that when it came to Moshe Rabbeinu, the prince of Egypt, the king, he wanted to remind everybody, hey, I want to remind you of the name of my kids. I want to tell you about my name of my kids. I didn't forget where I came from. You know that famous line. This is Rav Simcha Zichel Brody says this beautifully. Rosh Yeshiva of Chevra. Right? I'm saying it in different words, of course. What have you done for me lately? Right? Excuse me for saying this. Sometimes we actually, Chas V'Shalom, maybe we say this to our parents. Yeah, I understand. You gave birth to me, the whole thing. Yishkoyach, it was a great story you told me about, I was crying and you gave me the bottle and you changed my dirty diapers. What have you done for me lately, though? Last year you bought me an iPhone, but this year, nothing. No car, no nothing. What have you done for me lately? And sometimes, unfortunately, we might not say these words, but we say this to Hashem. Yeah, I understand, I got saved from that car accident. I understand I was sick and now I got better. But what have you done for me lately? Why should I get up this morning and daven to you? What's the point? What have you done for me lately? You done anything? You helped me at all? I took a bechina today. I didn't. I would fail. I took a bechina today in Gemara. Right? And While I was taking the Bechina, I realized I really don't know anything. This was not the Bechina for me. I didn't do so well. I'm not going to get any Magic Mike money. So why should I go to davening tomorrow? What have you done for me lately? What's the point? Moshe Rabbeinu says, no. Says the Ramban. See, you're always with me, Hashem. And I want people to know that. Here's the name of my children. I believe in these names as today. I still think I'm a ger. And Nebuch for Moshe Rabbeinu, he was always going to be a ger because he wasn't going to get into Eretz Yisrael. He always was going to be that foreigner. I always realized that. Even if things are going well, I say, you know what? It's not so bad here. How many people have said that? We spent time, those that spent time in Poland, everybody said that there. Things are pretty good here. Excuse me, I apologize. People live in America, they say the same thing. It's not that bad. How bad can it be? Maybe they'll move the embassy to Yerushalayim. We have to stay here to make sure he does that. Let's stay here. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Ramban. No. I want to explain to you why I named my children what they did. And in fact, I'm sorry, but I saw another medrash. I should have brought it here. Another medrash says the same thing, the Lashon, that it says over here. Eliezer, ki Elokei avi be'ezri. Be'ezri now. He saved me as if he saved me today from Paro. That's the way he felt all the time. Every day, he saw the kid and he says, Gershon, right? I'm a Ger. Yeah. Eliezer, God save me. There's a lot in a name. The Rabbeinu Shalom, we're told, gives special Tzatzah Shmai when a child is named, when a baby is born. And when we think of that name, I remember the late nights that I was up with my wife the night before a bris of our last two children, where we didn't have to name for anybody. The other children were named for grandparents and for my Rebbe, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. And we had two kids in Eretz Yisrael, and we didn't have anybody named. It was the first time we could name our children. Oh, do you know how hard that was? Somebody gave me a book with all the names. It was the worst thing that ever happened to me. I was in the bathroom for a long time going through that book and going on and on and on. Come out, I thought it's like, wait, I haven't even. No, that's not good. There's a book here, a beautiful book here by Archibald with has every biblical name and explain who they were, what they were. I'm like, ooh, no, Haman, that's not a good name. You know, like, so you go through it. But sometimes you think it's a good Nimrod. Oh, that's not a good name. And I'm not, please don't get me wrong here. I apologize if this comes off the wrong way. Oh, I'm so, I'm not trying to be a Baal Gaiva or whatever. But I'll tell you the two names of my children to understand, and I should. And now this is a message for me, what I should do. So our first child's name is Yonatan Roe. Yonatan from Lashon Yehonatan, Hashem Natan. Hashem Natan. What is Chus? We live here in Eretz Yisrael. Hashem gave us the gift of another child. And Roe was named for Roe Klein. We said, we're moving here to Eretz Yisrael. Tzaddik. Shadayel Kiddush Hashem that jumped on a grenade saying the word Shema Yisrael so other people wouldn't die. Oh. And then Hashem blessed us with another child. And we named him Avishai. Avishai is Avi, my father's Shai gift. The gift Hashem gave us. Beis HaMikdash is called Shiloh. There's another reason that's not where I got my job here. Because I named it after Rabbo as his community. No. That, right? And I should wake up every morning and say, oh, Yonatan, Hashem Natan, of course, I forgot. I should look at all my kids and say, Yaakov, right? He's living after my grandpa. Wow, that's very important. Wow, I forgot about that. Aaron, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. This I do, you know. Sometimes I'll grab my son Aaron. I go, Aaron, your name for Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. What are you doing? How can you do it? He's like, I don't know what you're talking about, Daddy. let me go upstairs. But that's what you do. But what's the message for our key to success here? It's exactly that. How many of us remember where we were? How much remember the guy, the CEO's in the company, and he says, oh yeah, and I'll give you an example. So an example that is close to my heart. Hashem has blessed me with many, many brachos. And one of those brachos is that I've basically most of my life been willfully employed without too much difficulty, Baruch Hashem. But there was a time where I was looking for a job. So I did the whole thing, prepared the resume, the whole thing, you know, all these lies I wrote on it. Okay, great. And I thought that the best way to send the resume was my friends. I had big friends, CEOs, big machachachers. I sent them the resumes. And I waited a few days. I got hardly any answers. And I'm like, huh? I don't understand. It's not obviously not because of me. Obviously, I'm a great candidate for any position. How can it be? I even had a little picture of myself. I mean, look. What? So says one of my friends, I'm sorry. Here's his email back. I'm just too busy. So I said to myself, Baruch Hashem, I wasn't in this situation. I mean, it wasn't something desperate. It was, you know, a few weeks I was looking for a job. I said to myself, do you know what type of answer this is for somebody who's been looking for a job for 6 months, for a year? I'm just too busy. You're so important. Remember where you came from. How dare you say, what have you done for me? What? God is good to you. God saved you. God gave you. Appreciate it. Appreciate your success and do something with it. Go out and be with the people. Here's your sketch of stucco. The two messages are in one here. I'll tell you one more funny story. I hope nobody figures out who I'm talking about. One of my favorite jobs here in the yeshiva, besides the food part, which is obviously, and the vending machines and stuff, and screaming at guys, but is I love recruiting. I'm not going to lie to you. I like it. It's fun. Go on these trips, go to different places. So every year, the yeshiva surprises me. You're going to go to some, you know, special place. So I go to these different places. Okay. So as I'm going to one of the schools, I Google, you know, I'm from New York. I don't know anything about these schools. And I went to school many years ago. Who's in charge? I can't believe it. The guy who's in charge is one of my friends. I couldn't even realize. This is awesome. I have a place to stay. I would hang out. This is great. I send him an email. I said, Chaim. What's this? Chaim. Says, I can't believe this. I'm actually going to be there. Blah, blah, blah. Maybe I can sleep by you. Maybe we'll go out for dinner. Blah. No answer. 2 days, 3 days, nothing. I got to plan my trip now. Chaim, did you not get my first email? I sent it to his Gmail account also and to his at work account. Finally get an answer. Hey, Dan, sorry I didn't get back to you. This is like a line. Sorry I didn't get back to you. Real busy. Don't think I'll be able to meet with you. Done. Oh, did I answer right back? I wrote back. All right, my first email said, L'kavod Rav Chaim, Shalom Aleichem. I said, Chaim, it's me, Daniel Hartstein. Stop being a beep. Right, come on. Seriously? And he wrote back right away, I'm sorry. And then I recognized it when I came, and I sat in his humongous office, and I said, when's your head, buddy, huh? Look at you, you're like 5 feet tall, and your head's like 7 foot tall. What are you doing? And he's like, oh, it's great. Most of it. And he was a principal of the school. I mean, let's be serious here. He's no CEO. Okay? That happens sometimes to us. Guys, I'm telling you this, I see this all the time. You mix it. I really try in my life, and I'm sure people could complain that I haven't done this. When somebody sends me an email that they job, this or that, I try my best to try to figure something out for them. A shidduch. It's like, do you know what it means to them? Just to email them back right away, I'm really going to try. I'm really, you know, I feel for your situation. I know what it is to be like that. Ger hayiti beretz nachriya. I get it. God save me. I owe you back. That's what the message is here. It's a very simple message, but Moshe named his children something for him to remember for generations and generations. He says, no, I'm doing it now. I'm going to tell you their names again to tell you I still remember where I came from. I'm not so great. I don't forget I'm Yara al-Sfasayim. I remember that. I'm still Anu Mikol Adam. That's a leader. Don't forget where you came from. Don't forget. This is not a pitch for money. Okay? It's not. Don't forget. Give the yeshiva money. But a final point, just about Hakaras HaTov, is that, yeah, don't forget. Don't forget who your parents are, right? Don't forget what your yeshiva is. It's not about any money, even. It's about money. But no, it's not. You guys are not up to that level. But sometimes people forget where they came from. Right? They're giving money to all different players. Oh, the yeshiva, I didn't really do so well there. And the parents, talk to your parents. You should talk to them all the time. Do you know what they did for you? But what have you done for me lately? What did you do for me now? Remember your names. Each of you have a very special name. Hashem was part of the decision-making process of your names. And live up to your names. Remember your names when you wake up every morning and say, oh, I'm Moshe. Moshe's Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? I feel bad. If I knew your names, I would go around the table. But but I think that that's the, not your English names, but that's the idea. Have this in mind, that we should be Zeicher Rabbeisai, to always besoiris toivus, but remember where we came from, and remember that we have to take care of our own kind. Shkoyach.